have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs on Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Johnny and Sam. After Illinois goes into State Farm Center North and ho-hum for the fourth time in a row, beats the Wisconsin Badgers in Madison by a final score of 91-83. Boys, it is a sunny Saturday in March. The Fighting Illini have beaten Wisconsin. They've locked up a double bye in the Big Ten tournament. How's life, boys? How are we feeling this afternoon?
Life is great. I'm so happy that a kid from Wisconsin chose Illinois and that we had Marcus Domask on our team because he was incredible today. What did he have, like 15 left-handed layups? Like, it was,
he looked like
it was
a lefty
nuts
out there.
But it was great. It's just like, every year, same thing. Just, you can book in. We're going to beat Wisconsin. We're going to beat Michigan. Doesn't matter who's playing the games. Like, just know Brad Underwood coaching against Greg Gard, Illini are going to win.
Yep. Give us the record, Johnny, against Wisconsin and Michigan now over the last few years.
Yeah, I think we're 12-0.
Yeah.
I think Brad Underwood has it under control. I think 6-0 against each team. Coleman never lost at the Cole Center. The Coleman Center.
There we go. I love that. I thought of that immediately.
Oh my God.
Right.
That's
absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. We'll get into the sort of
high level
broad, you know, towards the end of it, but we wanted to just kind of harp on that before we got into it. But yeah, I mean that was absolutely fantastic. I mean, y'all watched the game. We don't need to beat it to death. That obviously Marcus Domask had an incredible game. If you had two eyes and you watched the game, you were able to see that. I guess we could talk about, I don't know, what if nothing, if we don't want to talk, what should we talk about aside from Marcus Domask kicking ass? Because everyone is going to talk about that. And everyone knows that he absolutely, you know, kicked the you-know-what out of the Badgers at the Kohl Center. Let's try to find an angle here that other people aren't talking about.
I would say I really enjoyed some of the spot minutes by Justin Harmon, really like attacking the glass there. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's clear at this point on this team. We have three really good players night in, night out. That's Terrence, Coleman, and Marcus. You know what you're getting from those guys. And then it's like, who are going to be the other two guys to close it out on the floor with them? Some, like, last game, great performances from Dane. A couple games before that, it was Nico. Today, it was like Justin. There were some good Quincy minutes, but at the end of the day, it was like, we're just going to keep riding the hot hand, and that hot hand was Marcus Domask.
I can't believe that we still put up 91 points again. Like, I was watching especially the first 5, 6, 8 minutes where we're going down by 5, 7, 8 points, and offense looks like not sputtering, but is struggling a little bit. And I go, ooh, this might be a rock fight to get into like the mid-60s here. And ho-hum, you know, whatever. You know, 91 points. I know Wisconsin had a couple fluky threes towards the end. It's the auto three that goes in when you're down 10 under a minute. That it's like, it doesn't really matter. But the only thing
KenPom three.
Yeah, it's a KenPom three. It's the only thing that three changes is it brings your defensive numbers down a couple slots. But ho-hum, you know, another 91-point performance from Illinois. Just I'm running out of adjectives to use to talk about this offense. It's just, it's so much fun to watch.
The 9-for-16 from three, like, I just don't get, like, this was not a team at the start of the year that, like, goes 9-for-16 from three, and, like, I don't know where it came from. I mean, Coleman definitely got a lot better at three-point shooting.
And Marcus today was incredible.
And
like,
Marcus,
4-for-6 for
him.
Best his performance. Like, he was shooting at low 20s before this game in the three. So that was like he definitely seemed due. Like, he's such a good free throw shooter. He's such a good mid-range shooter. Like, he has a good shooting stroke, and he picked the perfect game for it. But I totally agree. It's like 9-for-16 from three, 24-for-30, 80% from the free throw line. Like, when you do those two things really well, like, it's going to open things up for the two. And like, that once again, I agree with you, Maddie, because you're like, damn, this offense looks like it's struggling. And then it ends up just another 90-point performance.
And that was the difference in with teams past is in the first 5-6 minutes, you see the offense struggling. That was going to be the entirety of the game. They were going to struggle. But if anything, like, I should have given this team a little bit more of a benefit of the doubt of, let's calm down. It's been 6 minutes. This team has the best offensive efficiency that we've seen in a generation. Maybe let's let math it itself out. Let's let the law of averages work itself out to a little bit of an extent here and see if the offense can pick up. And it did. So that's on me, guys, for overreacting in the first 7 minutes of the game when we were down like eight. But I think you saw a little regression of the mean there where Wisconsin went up big and it felt like they weren't missing any shots and then slowly kind of getting back into it. And then we felt a little bit better, but they didn't really pull away until the last, what, four, three, honestly, 2 minutes of the game. I would say objectively, if you're not a fan of Wisconsin, Illinois, it was a very exciting game.
100%. Yeah, and it was like that Wisconsin emotional game to start the game. Like, they honor the former assistant coach who had been through the difficult car crash. So, like, you could tell, like, so many coaches are crying, Deion Thomas crying. Like, it was a really emotional moment. You're like, shit, is it like Wisconsin going to just absolutely explode
here?
We're
toast, and, yeah.
Yeah. And then it started that way. But I guess then eventually just, like, you get into a bit of a rhythm. And I felt like that second half was a lot of, like, okay, Illinois is up 5 to 7 points. Let's put the game away. And, like, to Wisconsin's credit, like, so many nice, like, layups by Tyler Wahl, by, like, Chucky hit a couple threes. AJ Storr kept getting the hoop. So, like, we kept being like, let's step on this their throws and get rid of this game. But they kept fighting back. But then, yeah, finally that last couple of minutes there, we put it away.
I am pretty surprised that they've struggled so much because they are pretty well balanced. They don't rely on one person to score. But I guess, I don't know. In March, you kind of just step up for these big games, but it's sort of, I know this sounds cocky, but it sort of felt like one of those games where it's like, I'm never like, there wasn't really a point where I was like, shoot, like, I think we're going to lose. It was just like, ah, like, we can't put them away. Like, I just want to finally.
Yeah, like when Quincy missed those two free throws. It was like, come
on,
guys.
And then Coleman got the rebound. Coleman got the rebound and tried to pony it up. And he short iron, he short armed it again. That was tough right there. How fun was it to watch Crowell just pick up those fouls like slowly but surely? Two in the first half. His was that the third or the fourth was the silly reach in that he had there in the second half. That was such a silly foul. He ended up not fouling out, correct?
Yeah. Because he only played 14 minutes. Yeah.
Should have played more.
I think we're all auto bench.
Don't get it. I never understood the auto bench. And I know you're more likely to auto bench a big man than you are a guard, Greg. But I don't. He didn't foul out. So, and I know this logic doesn't work 100%, but since he didn't foul out, I guess you could logic your way into saying he did not play enough minutes. Because he ended up not fouling out despite the foul trouble. So I don't understand coach decisions in general to auto bench arguably your best player, maybe Wahl, but your top two player is playing 14 minutes. That should never happen unless you foul out in the first 14 minutes of the game.
I think part of the argument is like, if a guy's playing with three or four fouls, like, then they can't really play their best defense either. But it's not like we were, you know, like, attacking them in the post. Like, they have a pretty small lineup, except for when they play Storr. And, like, yeah, I don't get it.
And when when Gregard took him out in the first half, that's when Illinois made their first push to get that 8-point lead down, right? They took advantage of those minutes immensely. And again, in the second half when they took him out.
Yeah, and if you recall in the first half, like, Wisconsin got called for way more fouls than they did. But Crowell had two, and AJ Storr had two as well. And that was huge. And, like, Storr, once again, ends the game with three fouls. Like, Greg Gard misplayed that. You did not need to sit him the final 6 minutes of the first half. And, like, AJ Storr only played 29 minutes tonight, and he probably should have played 35 because he – like, him and Tyler Wahl, best guys on the team, and Stephen Crowell, and, like, just complete mismanagement. But, hey, great lesson for Greg Gard to learn.
Yes, yeah, you're gonna learn it the hard way, Greg. Yeah, they are sputtering. I mean, 3-7. The Big Ten is so wonky. You know, they're 3-7 in their last 10, and they're still 1, 2, 3, 4. They're still fifth in the Big Ten. I'm really tied for fourth there, with Nebraska. That is very, very lucky that they still have a shot at a double bye. But they are, you want to be peaking in March? They are not peaking in March. I love to peep the comments. You know, when you lose a game, you go to like the Wisconsin, Twitter, and they were hot for
Were
Greg's
they?
seat right there. They were already
Oh.
welcome. They were already welcoming Coach TJ Otzelberger to Madison. Someone had the graphic that said
Why
welcome.
does TJ O why does
I
TJ
don't
need to
know.
leave his current job?
I don't know why he would. I don't know why he would leave. He's doing pretty well. I don't know why he would leave. But I mean, the memes were there were some good memes. There was the Bane. No one cared who I was before I put on this damask, and it was Marcus with the Bane mask right there. Shout out to Cotter Servant Hype Train for putting that one. So the memes were out, but yeah, they are. Wisconsin is sputtering down the stretch, and I think that if Greg Gard continues this season, let's see, how do they finish? They finish versus Rutgers and then at Purdue, and if you kind of sputter, like I don't, they're not a lock. Let's say they go 11-9 and maybe win one Big Ten tournament game. I don't think they're in.
I think they still are. I think
If
they still are.
yeah,
Just based
unfortunately.
on some of their quality wins, like they still probably will be. Like they beat Marquette in the non-con. They beat Virginia in the non-con. But hey, I really could care less because like
Oh
they're
yeah.
not. I really don't think they're gonna do well. I was all like you were talking too about like how hot Greg Gard's seat is. I can also just imagine this was a very, very frustrating game for a Wisconsin fan to watch. Just like
Yeah.
watching a kid like Marcus Dumask, who's from your state, just eviscerate you. And then probably 10, 15 times, they're panning to the camera of Marcus Dumask is our bestie or
His
Marcus's
parents.
parents. Like at one point when they're showing Marcus's parents like 10 seconds into the
Yes.
possession. Like if you're a Wisconsin fan, you're like, chucking your phone at the TV, like,
Right.
show the goddamn game.
It was a
Like,
Wisconsin possession too in the second half.
yes,
They it was I
exactly.
think there was 20 on the shot clock when they
Yeah.
went back to it.
Even though like it didn't directly like these weren't guys that burned them. It's just funny that Marcus Dumas, Tyler Herro, Brandon Brzezinski, like either like beat Wisconsin or like go to the NBA, they're Wisconsin guys, and none of them go to Wisconsin. It's just very
Yeah,
poetic to me.
I mean, I think Tyler Herro was committed to Wisconsin,
Yeah,
and then
he
that
was.
really like started the chain. But it's great because we would be on the other side if AJ Storr had torched us and they had won. That would have hurt a lot too.
Absolutely.
So,
Yeah.
so.
Ooh, that would have hurt
It's
so
like
much.
yeah, it's like I'm still a little not rooting against THT, but I'm like, it would hurt if he balled out in the NBA.
Well, that game hurt so much when he absolutely took our ball and went home when we played Iowa State a couple years ago. He had
Yes, yes.
that game. Thanks for that reminder, Sam, by the way. That was a non-con game that I've shoved out of my mind, but he absolutely went to town on us that game. They wrecked us a couple of years
Yeah,
back.
I know it wasn't B, but me, but there might have been people on the podcast who might have sent a text to each other saying like, "Hey, we probably should have taken THT over IO,"
Whoa, Johnny,
you
you sure you want that on for posterity's sakes on the podcast here? I appreciate
know.
your vulnerability, but like,
No, I'm saying that was not
it's
me.
not
I
Johnny's
did not say
vulnerability.
that.
Really.
I mean,
Oh.
I have my texts automatically delete after a year, so I just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could help there, but I
Yeah.
can't.
Right. That yeah, that's an all-time blunder. That's an old take exposed right there. We won't reveal who it was. But okay. So anyways, meanwhile, back to the game. On Wednesday, when we talked Minnesota, we did the whole the good, the bad, and the ugly and whatnot. I mean, do we want to do a little bit of that here? Where do we want to not rag on the defense, but again, you gave up 83. I'm gonna say you gave up 77 because those two threes at the end don't count. The defense was a little bit better. I mean, Wall still had his. You know, he played really well. Damask, I think, struggled a little bit. You know, to guard Tyler Wall, but I don't know. Defense was a little bit better than on Wednesday, and I know that Minnesota shot the game of the last 25 years and still lost, but the defense was a little bit more exceptional than it was on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was. I mean, both of those games, right? And I guess it's been a little bit of a theme even in some of our other wins, but like we went up 14 against Minnesota with like 2 minutes left. Then they hit a couple of threes at the end, and then it ends up being a 8-point win. Same thing. Like we go up 10, they hit a couple of threes, we still end up winning by 8 today. Like,
There's something about end of halves. Like
yes,
we
exactly.
struggle. I think there have been five instances in my mind at the end of the first half this year in Big Ten play where we have the ball and it's like we will get the last shot and they fumble
Yes.
it or they don't get
Yes.
the last
Yeah,
shot
I
or they
know.
turn
They
it
almost
over
hit that half
or
quarter today.
Chucky
Oh
almost
my
hits it.
God, that was an inch away.
There have been probably four or five of those. Terrence had a couple more seconds before he had to bring the action and actually make a play or actually shoot the ball or do whatever. But there have been four or five instances in the first half, and obviously I need not bring up a couple of instances in the second half in which the team in
Yeah.
the last minute in which the team has struggled. I don't know if it's like a mental thing, but there's just something about that last possession in the first half that Illinois seems to have gotten these last few games that they just cannot seem to buy a bucket. So if we want to nitpick a little bit, then that is what I would nitpick with the offense is do a better job of your last possession. Just run your offense. It's my version of can't all the plays be scripted, right? When you script
Yeah.
the first 15 plays of your football team and they always score, it's like it always feels like that last possession of the first half is like some sort of ISO hero ball. Like, just run your offense. Just run your offense. So if we're nitpicking.
Yeah. I mean, we would be what, like 15-3 if we had just, if Marcus had made that shot at Northwestern, that last one. And then also if we just didn't fumble the ball against Penn State, like, I'd be feeling really good at 15. I mean, I still feel good at 13-5, but like, damn, just clean up a couple of things.
I put a take on the line there on Wednesday, and so let's talk about it. I said I want this one more than I want against Purdue because I despise Wisconsin. Anyone who knows me knows that I hate Wisconsin far more than any other team in the Big Ten. And I don't know about you guys, but I felt it during the game where there was just a little bit of extra vitriol, a little bit of extra hatred compared to, quite frankly, any of the other Big Ten games. And it felt just a little bit better. It at this point is a little bit irrational. I think it goes back to when we were just dominated by them for so many years, and I just could not stand them in both football and basketball. I hate Wisconsin. I despise them more than any other Big Ten team. And I will still stand by my take, and I will enjoy the hell out of this win this afternoon and this evening because I put my ass on the line with that take if I said I want this one more than I want the Purdue game. So you guys best believe I'm gonna enjoy this one right now because I kind of put my ass on the line there by saying I wanted this one more than Purdue, even though that is kind of silly for seeding.
This one would have hurt to lose more than Purdue, I think, especially the way the game went. Like Purdue, it's like you're kind of playing with house money. This one, like, would have sucked if we lost.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
especially like,
that's true
especially
for
since we have the
seeding.
streak and yeah. Go
But
ahead,
yeah,
John.
I definitely agree, Maddie. Like, there's something about Wisconsin that is particularly annoying. I think it was when we were in school too. Like, they made the national title, they made the Rose Bowl. Like, there wasn't anything particular about Wisconsin. Like, why are they better than Illinois? That was a question we were always asking ourselves. Like, what advantage do they have over us? And it's nice to see the roles reversed because, like, when we went to school, they did not win a single game in football or basketball against Wisconsin. Lost every single time. I think probably maybe 0-10. We might have played them a few less times because there were only 18 Big Ten games our freshman and sophomore year, and junior year. But it's really nice, and it's really nice kind of reminder to those Wisconsin fans, like, no, you don't own us anymore. You're not better than us. Like, congrats on making the Final Four in 2014 and 2015 and making the national championship in 2015. But you know what? Like, that was a different coach. Greg Gard was born on third base, just like Juwan Howard was born on third base.
Oh,
And
baby,
you know
you've
what?
been waiting to say that all
Brad
day.
Underwood rebuilt a program. All right. You know what? He took a program that hadn't been anywhere. Like, we hadn't made the tournament in 5 years. And, like, meanwhile, Juwan, 2013, 2018 national championship. Greg Gard, 2014 Final Four, 2015 national championship. And somehow Greg Gard and Juwan Howard get Big Ten Coach of the Year awards. And even though Brad's dominated them over the years, he's had a better Big Ten record. He's 12-0 combined against them. Like, this. this is we're back in we've back like gone above both of those teams on the rung of the Big Ten schools, and now it's like, okay, it's us, Purdue, Michigan State, like that's those are the basketball schools.
It is, maybe this is naive of me to say, but it is interesting to hear people call for Greg Gard's job. Not I don't know, I can't speak to like whether or not he should get fired, but it's also like I don't know if there's anything like inherently propping Wisconsin up long term. So it's almost like basketball, like they're very good program, but like it is interesting, like if they move on to another coach.
Exactly.
Like, today.
Is Wisconsin a great job, or was just Bo Ryan a good coach?
Right.
It's the
right.
same thing with football. It's literally the same thing with, I think, with their football. Like he is Paul Chryst. Where you just inherit a really a program that has just been stable for so long. And I think it would make a little bit more sense if they fired Greg Gard at the end of the year than when they fired Paul Chryst like midseason, because they knew they could get their guy. But are you going to get a guy like, and his name escapes me, guys, the Cincinnati coach, Luke Fickell,
Luke Fickell.
Are you going to get a Luke Fickell type guy? Like, can you do better? But in my, when I close my eyes, like Greg Gard and like, and Paul Chryst, they're just a face mash of each other. They are the like boring, just Wisconsin, like ground and pound, you know, and it is relatively effective, right? He's 181 and 104, you know, since 2015. But Johnny, can we just rewind? Like, talk your shit right there. Like, that was awesome right there. I'm like, way to put things into context. Way to put things into perspective right there. Like, for all of those Illinois fans or non-Illinois fans that feel a certain way about Coach Brad Underwood, just another friendly reminder against what he's done against teams that have been to the Big Ten, to, that have been, excuse me, the Final Four and the National Championship within the last decade. Just another little friendly reminder.
Exactly. And like Brad Underwood took a program that was nothing. Like we were the bottom of the Big Ten, an embarrassment. And now it's just year in, year out, sign us up for 13 Big Ten wins at least. Like it's just, it's been great. And like, I'm excited for when they move the goalposts on Brad once again. I'm excited for us to make this Sweet 16 this year. And then, you know what? Hey, Brad Underwood hasn't gone to a Final Four. Brad Underwood hasn't won a national championship. Like, that's bound to happen, and I can't wait for it.
I'm here for it. I know Sam has to run. He has a play date. So, Sam, before you hop off, will you and any other takeaways that you'd like for the airwaves that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, two takeaways. One, we're on a very good stretch of shooting free throws, which I love. And I feel like that has been a missing gap. And you see all those TikToks about like every national championships and so-and-so has like been X in defense, X in offense, and like shoots X percent from the free throw line. We're doing that. And two, if the Kohl Center is so intimidating with their student section behind the basket, why did we shoot so well from the free throw line? 30 free throws, 24 makes. I'll leave it at that.
Good, Sam. Appreciate that.
I wish Josh was on, because he's a big proponent of like student sections behind the, well, I guess he cares just about like more students in general,
but
he would have had a nice rebuttal of that. But
you know what? I mean, I've also been, and Johnny, I think you hit it right on the head there with what you said about why I hate Wisconsin. It is because we should be able to emulate what they can do. There is no reason. The only thing that they have against us, and I know a lot of Illinois fans are not going to like hearing this, their campus rocks in the summer on the lake.
Yes,
you can't beat
yes.
that. You can't beat that. And with warm weather in the winter, we'll call it moot. But there is no reason why we can't emulate that. And so when we just got our asses handed to us time and time again, you know, it's like, why can't we just do that? Why can't we do that? But Kohl Center, what I was saying, mid environment, they get loud only like an NBA game. You get loud when your team goes on a run. And then, oh man, Damask hit that lefty layup, and then they go to the replay, and he does the shushing the crowd at the under eight timeout there. Oh my God, Marcus, that made me feel a certain way right there when Damask did that right there. Like, yeah, I mean, it was a NBA type Sunday afternoon crowd right there.
Yeah, he silenced them for sure. It was so much fun every time. Like, it seemed like, okay, they get loud, they have a good little run, and then immediate, all right, shut down, see ya, have fun, Wisconsin fans. And
yes.
Maddie, I would say, too, like, another frustrating school like that can be Iowa, like Iowa football or even Iowa basketball. It's just like they don't have these advantages. Like, I get why Ohio State football is going to be better than us, and I can accept that. But then there are these schools that, like, similar geography, similar, no real cachet. Like, we should just be able to be just as good, if
Right,
not better than them.
absolutely.
So,
And you are seeing that
yes.
flip, though. You, against Wisconsin, and again, in both football, not with the same streak, of course, but a couple
Yes.
times in the last few years. Shout out Chase Brown. And now especially in basketball, and against Iowa in basketball as well. We've had their number, I would say, more times than not in the last three
Yes.
or four years. It's not the same streak as Michigan or Wisconsin, but. Yeah, absolutely. So to see Marcus kind of just shush the crowd there, and Tyler wasn't able to join us. He was going to join us, but he had another obligation. I asked him if there's anything that he wants us to say on his behalf, and he just said, just remind the curmudgeons to enjoy this generationally good
Yeah.
offense. And I love that right there. Like, because we're getting to the end of the regular season here in March, and I talk a lot about this all the time, where like college basketball and college football are the sports where you have to enjoy the regular season the most. The postseason is so unfair in college basketball. It's an exciting tournament, it's a cool concept, but it rips out 99.9% of people's hearts, of teams' hearts. But that doesn't mean that you didn't have an incredible regular season. So today is a good reminder. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon to enjoy afternoons like this. Yes, wins like this are supposed to help you for March, but you are supposed to enjoy this. Like, if you are
Yeah.
listening to this right now, this is a good reminder. Maybe you're listening to this on Sunday morning, or maybe it's Monday and you're on your way to work. You are supposed to enjoy this. You should give your Wisconsin coworker a hard time. You should talk with your friends and family about what you did this weekend, that you went to Findlay Dunn's and you watched Illinois beat Wisconsin again for the umpteenth time in a row. You should enjoy the college basketball regular season. I get how people's first reaction is, did this move us up seeding wise? Did this move us down? My first reaction is, this feels amazing. Let me enjoy this.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And like thinking about this season, like just getting those road wins is really fun. You know, like that's the mark of a quality basketball team. It's just like, okay, we're gonna go into this stadium and make all of those fans disappointed. Like it's great. You're totally spot on with the regular season. It's like you really have to enjoy it because like you don't know what you're gonna get with the postseason. And the postseason is such a short period of time relative to the 20
Yes.
Big Ten games that you're
Yes.
playing and the five big non-conference games that you're playing. Like, enjoy the shit out of these opportunities to just
Right.
play against your rival, beat them in their home court. Like, it's just it's so much fun. And enjoy the few games left that we have with this team. Like, in
Right.
the few games left we have, like, we're never gonna get to watch Coleman again after this year. Or I guess he could hypothetically come back,
Maybe.
give him an NIL bag. You're never gonna watch Marcus play again. You're never gonna watch Terrence play again. Like, all these guys. So enjoy the time that they have on this team. And like, it's natural. We haven't gotten over the hump of the tournament, and we really want to make that Sweet 16. But we can't control that right now, so just enjoy the
Be
games.
present. Just be present. College basketball, low key, not low key, is such a long season. We beat
Yeah.
Eastern Illinois on November 6th. That was 117 whatever days ago. It is a long season, right? And so if the entirety of your team for you can only enjoy potentially 2 or 3 weekends, you're probably doing it wrong. You know what? No, I enjoyed when we beat Eastern Illinois. And then a couple of days later, we beat Oakland, and then we beat Valpo and Southern and Western. Like, I enjoyed these things, and I was bummed when we lost to Marquette and Tennessee, as everyone else was. But you have to marinate in college basketball wins, and especially in college football wins. There's even less as an Illinois fan, but like, just enjoy this right here, because you're right, Johnny. The goalposts were not this grand a couple of years ago, and to win
Yeah.
20 games year in and year out, and to stamp just a tournament bid, a top five seed again, like, it is so easy to take that for granted, depending on what happens in the second and third weekends of March, saying, well, none of that really matters. It does matter. This right now does matter.
Yeah, and I mean, there's 14 Big Ten programs, and this is the fourth year out of five we're at least a top four team. Like, that matters. That is really fun. And today in particular, you win the game. Now, like you said, it's sunny outside. We can enjoy college basketball for this entire weekend. And it's like,
Yes.
hey, Purdue, Michigan State, what could happen? Hey, there's so many ranked games going on, and like we can just enjoy all of these fun things because we won today. You don't have to be depressed. It's really fun.
It is fantastic. Yes. So we turn our heads now to Purdue.
Yep.
And I mean, I know Sam said, well, it could be all gravy. Like, I want it though. Like, I want it. I don't know what Ken has it as in terms of percentage wise. I mean, it's in Champaign.
Yeah,
You know,
he has a 47% chance. He has his
that's
final
way
score is
higher than
84-83 Purdue. So,
I initially anticipated. That's not a gravy game. That is what we call in the business a winnable game here, Johnny. Like,
Yes.
I think from a mindset, like, you're going into that of like, we can win this game. And I know in the first game against Purdue, we didn't have Terrence Shannon. It was on the road. It was a much more difficult environment. It was a much more difficult game. We went down big. We couldn't quite claw ourselves back. Like, this is a legit win. But Purdue still does control their own destiny, whereas they would have to lose to Illinois. And well, if they go 2-1, if they lose to Illinois, excuse me, but they lose their other two games,
It,
I guess
yeah,
there's a.
if they win, if they beat everyone other than Illinois, then they will be Big Ten champs. They will be 16-4. We would hypothetically be 15-5. So we would need them to lose one other game. The good news is their other two games are Michigan State, which by the time you're listening to this, we'll already have the outcome of that. And then their last game is Wisconsin. So, like, those are top half Big Ten teams. So there's opportunity. Like, they're. We do not have a sub-zero chance. We have a legit chance at winning the Big Ten. And like, that's all you can ask for the last week of the
Absolutely.
season.
The last time we won the Big Ten, we needed a miracle, didn't we? And
Yes,
we
yes.
got a miracle with Nebraska heaving and beating
Oh,
Wisconsin
love
there.
you,
So if
Fred
you think
Hoiberg.
that it's over, and again, I know by the time you're listening, you know, outcomes have been determined, you're gonna need a little bit of help over the course of a 20-game regular Big Ten season. So possible. It's possible.
And honestly, the what I was thinking about was that 21 season where Io gets hurt, and you have like a 3-game stretch to end the season where you're like, this is going to be really tough. We play at Wisconsin, who Wisconsin had been very good that year, and then we win that game, or maybe it was home against Wisconsin, but then we play against the number two team in the country in Michigan. And then we played at Ohio State to close the year out. That sounds kind of similar to play a good Wisconsin team, then you play the number two team in the country, and then now we're playing at Iowa instead of at Ohio State. Like that was kind of when we realized, like, oh my God, this
We're
team
good.
is legit, legit.
That
Like even without
that
oh,
Ohio
that was
State win in
great.
Columbus, ooh, on
Yes.
Wells Street
Oh,
at the end there, where we eked
yes.
that one out in the last minute. That was just like a totally like that was like a whodunit. Like Ohio State just got like, what the heck just happened to us right there at the end? EJ Liddell shaking his head. That was a spectacular finish there. Yes. So it's possible, right? I'm not gonna play the whole if only, you know, against, you know, Maryland or if only Penn State. Like, it's a long season and these things happen. You have collapses. We're second of the Big Ten. We're 13-5 with a really good opportunity to get at least 14 wins. Like, I can hang my hat on that at the end of the day without having to be like, oh, but if only this, if only
Yeah.
that. Again, I can enjoy this. I can accept this outcome at the end of the regular season here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun no matter what. Like the good thing is like you got a really good quad one win today. You have the opportunity for two big quad one games, and I mean like I would take 1-1. I think 2-0 is on the table. And
Johnny the
yeah.
Optimist. Johnny the
Yeah, right.
Optimist.
What a surprise that I'm saying, hey, I really think we could just run the table here. But either way, like it'd be great to be a top two seed in the Big Ten tournament. Just like seeing Northwestern at the three, I'd be
That's
happy to
wild.
play them in the
That's
semis.
wild.
That would be great.
Give me them on a neutral
Yes.
court right there. I know. Give me the Boo Booey stat that you were telling me about. Just since
Oh yes,
I
I
want
was
people.
saying Boo Booey is older than Io. So like imagine if Io was still playing in the Big Ten.
Oh
He would
my
he'd be
God.
averaging like 40 points a game. He's 3 months older than Jaren Jackson Jr., who has been in the NBA for six seasons, and Jaren Jackson
Insanity.
Jr.'s birthday is in September, Booze is in December. Like,
absurd.
That's why Boo Boo is good, because he's like 25 years old. Like,
insane. Which, I mean, hey, good for him. He's doing well. Like, he has the opportunity to play college basketball in his 25th year of life. Like, who am I to take away the opportunity for someone to go to college for another year? Like, that sounds spectacular. So, but that is sometimes you remember that the COVID year stuff is still in effect. So it's going to be a couple more years until these 25-year-olds are out of school. But yeah, give me Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament for sure.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. But like, we, as Carmen would say, can't look forward. Just, we got to focus right now.
Got to focus as fans.
Focus on Purdue. I like that we have a little bit more time to rest than them. We've got this game at home. And it's just like, hey, Brad Underwood doesn't need to motivate the guys. Like, you know how important this is. You have the number two team in the country coming into your building for a huge opportunity. And an opportunity, like, regardless of what happens against Michigan State, like, Purdue still has one more game. So you're playing for a Big Ten title.
And absolutely, you are.
State Farm Center is going to be rocking.
It's going to be awesome. Anything else, Johnny?
No, this is,
that was a blast.
Great day. Today is so much fun.
The sun I can see is shining on our faces. Let's go get outside a little bit. That was spectacular. Go enjoy it, everyone. Go enjoy it responsibly. Go have a good time. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Boardroom. ILL.